And now Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, April Ladinsky has a summer reading list assigned by students.
As a nerdy kid with a competitive streak, I thought of summer reading as both a sprint and a marathon. My local library didn't host a summer reading challenge, so my only competition was myself, but I'm sorry to say how much I enjoyed flaunting my long list of conquered titles. Now, as a nerdy proto-crone with a competitive streak, I still relish this feeling. My must-read list got longer recently after a spirit-lifting visit to Northwood High School in rural Napanee. I passed two Amish buggies on my way to seeing someone I remember as a casually dressed, deep-thinking college student in my literature classes who has become a tie-wearing English teacher, Mr. Thompson. Now he's the one inspiring his own students with the power of novels when he's not also busy coaching football. He and some colleagues designed an ambitious book club on social issues for ninth graders, and the students' presentations on what they learned have filled me with hope. It was one of those unexpectedly blazing late May days, and wouldn't you know it, the school's AC was busted. Despite the roaring fans in the hallways, it was hot enough that students had been allowed to wear shorts for the first time in 50 years. I felt lucky to serve as an audience for the students, along with local pastors, the mayor, a therapist, some nonprofit leaders, and public librarians. Moving through the classrooms, the weirdness of high school came flooding back. Next to hanging flags, there were aspirational posters tacked on painted cinder block walls, everything from "A negative mind will never give you a positive life," to "Whatever you are, be a good one," to "Once you have wrestled, everything else in your life is easy." In the jumble of expectations and worries of those years, there's also the teenage genius for feeling social wrongs so deeply. I wasn't surprised, but I was impressed to see these students dig right into the novels they'd selected that take on some pretty heavy issues, and to hear the connections they made to their own lives. In teams of 3 and 4, these slightly nervous but well-prepared young people taught us what they'd learned from these works of fiction, about racism from the novel The Hate U Give, about bullying in One of Us is Lying, about suicide in Bang, about social inequality in Stags, about sexual assault from the novel Speak, about discrimination from the novel Refugee, just to name a few. Their voices were clear. They connected the novels to research and data-rich infographics they designed that demonstrate the scope of these issues. They showed us short videos they'd written and starred in that brought these issues to life in a high school context. One featured a hallway bully stopped by a bystander and ended with one young man throwing a friendly arm around the shoulders of another, the tenderness and empathy clear through the self-conscious acting. After the presentations, we gathered in the library to discuss the common themes we'd heard. Isolation and feeling silenced came up over and over. A teacher asked what advice students would give to adults. "Listen to us," they said. "We like it when you ask us how we are. Even if we don't respond the first time, give us a chance. We have a lot to say." I remembered how much it meant at that age to be taken seriously, to know my voice was valued on issues I was starting to tune into in the news. These young people are tuned in, and with the guidance of insightful teachers, they modeled how to talk about difficult issues with facts and empathy. Fellow adults, are we listening? Writer Rebecca Solnit, who has been eloquent on the effects of the Me Too movement, has said, "Silence and shame are contagious. So are courage and speech. Even now, when women begin to speak of their experience, others step forward to bolster the earlier speaker and to share their own experience. A brick is knocked loose and another one. A dam breaks. The waters rush forth." Read the books recommended by the Northwood teenagers this summer and listen for those rushing waters. For Michiana Chronicles, this is April Ladinsky.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
So darling, darling, stay.
Stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.